Good morning, MGTOW men. Sometimes the best revenge is to not seek revenge, you know, and just let things take their course. And yeah, there's a woman who I sort of used to fancy because she's kind of handsome, you know, and but she had a nice body, nice wide hips, good firm thighs, decent set of tits, you know what I mean? The face was all right. You know, it wasn't brilliant, but, you know. But the thing is, in trying to connect with her, you know, it was like she stoned off her fucking face on prescription drugs, you know, like Princess Valium, you know, like. You know, so I tried to reach out to her, tried to connect with her and all this sort of stuff. And in the end, I just thought, this is fucking bullshit. This is like chasing me, you know, buying a dog and doing my own barking, you know. And, yeah, down the track a bit, she got a bit fucking mouthy, you know, and all the gossip and all the fucking, a bit fucking mouthy at me. So I decided to just steer clear of this fuck, you know. And what happened was I haven't sort of run into her at any sort of close range for, you know, up close kind of sort of, you know, within, say, 10 or 20 feet, we'd just say, you know. You know, 3 to fucking 10 meters away sort of stuff, you know. And I don't know her exact life story, but I'd say she's probably started smoking, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16, you know. And so she's probably now about 55 and she's been smoking all her life. And I haven't seen her up close for a long time, you know, like 10 fucking years or whatever. And her face was like a fucking prune, you know, because women age badly when they smoke, you know. And you know, so you know, and she'd aged particularly. It's like fucking, her face was like, you know, if you get, say, rice paper and just scrunch it up into a ball and then roll it out flat, lay it out flat and then scrunch it up into a ball and the other way and then lay it out flat and that and then put it on. She was just a mess of fucking wrinkles. And I made a point of just, like, fucking, you know, you're just another retarded fucking bitch, piss off, you know, I want nothing to do with you. That kind of aloof, just ignoring her. But I did look up. She was looking directly at me and I just looked up at her and I looked her in the face and just for a second and I didn't give away, oh, fuck no. Oh, that looks like a fucking corpse that's crawled out of a coffin, you know. I didn't get that look on my face, you know, but I just sort of looked at her and I was just horrified by what I saw. And I saw this poor old woman, you know, you know, and see, I'm nearly 60. I stay out of the strong sunshine and I don't smoke, you know. And, you know, and she was fucked. You know, there's no way in that, you know, you'd sort of, just looking at her, you'd kind of like want to vomit rather than fuck her, you know. And you could just see the horror in her face. I'm a tragic old woman and, you know, I look like absolute shit and no man wants to have anything to do with me, you know. Well, you know, and I've been drug-free nearly 35 years, you know, and she's done everything she can to sort of, negate me and denigrate me and badmouth me and sits around with all her fucking cuntish sort of friends, getting up to all that bullshit. And now look, this is where she's at, you know. You know, and I don't have to buy into the stuff. I don't have to feel sorry for her. I don't have to go, oh, you poor thing, oh, fuck, you know, and all this sort of stuff. I just go, you had choices. You could have made really good choices, or you could have made really bad choices. There's consequences with everything. There's consequences and responsibilities and outcomes with everything. You chose to make bad choices. You chose to live your life in certain ways that are really destructive. This is where you're at now, you know? It's not my problem, you know? Oh, she wants to fuck me. You know? Oh, God, run, you know? Fuck her. So thank you, MGTOW Men. Bye.